morning. What is the meaning?
Well, it's just actually become an expression of greeting. Literally, of course, it means that I'm pleased to see you. Happy to meet you. Good morning.
Anyone else?
In English, when we say goodbye, that means God be with you. Some God consciousness.
They say good morning to you.
Like one pig grunting and another pig.
Good morning means, because it is English word. In England, every morning is bad morning, because it is cloud. When they see one day that cloud is clear, they say good morning. Good soul means when there is no Maya, then he is good soul.
Cloud.
Cloud. Maya is cloud. So, what is that cloud? The cloud is where a soul desires to become the master. That is cloud. ভুলিয়া জীব ভগবান ইচ্ছা করে পাশেতে মায়া তারে জাপটিয়া ধরে অ্যাজ সুন অ্যাজ এ সো ডিজায়ার টু বি এনজয় দেন হি ইজ ইমিডিয়েটলি ক্যাপচার্ড বাই মায়া.
I saw it yesterday. One thing, it is in the opposite direction of the temple.
Permission of water?
Do you know the scientific explanation of water?
H2O. Hydrogen, two molecules of hydrogen, one molecule of oxygen.
So, in anywhere there is water, that formula is applicable?
Yes.
So, within the dab,
yes,
there is water?
Yes.
So, who supplied the chemicals?
Within the dab?
Yes.
The chemist, supreme chemist.
So that is our theologies. What is their explanation?
They say the water is from the ground, by the roots, is drawn up to the dove.
I understand that. But the chemical is being supplied from the root?
Yeah. It's like when there is no water, they say the tree will die.
Mm-hmm.
When there is no rain, the plant life cannot live. So they say that the water is drawn from the root to nourish the plant.
is drawn, then the question will be how the water is drawn.
Well, each tree has a system of like tubes through which the water is drawn.
Then as soon as there is system is done by somebody.
Nature.
Nature, Mother Nature.
Yes. Then Mother Nature, why does not allow you to draw water from the ground? Then Mother Nature has got sense.
Why Mother Nature doesn't let us draw water?
Yes, we cannot draw water.
But from the well we can
find
draw
water.
No.
With the mouth we have to drink.
Even not like the tree. Trees are called padapa. Padapa means it draws water from the leg. But why you cannot draw water from the leg? By the leg. Why you draw water by the hand?
It's nature's arrangement.
That means nature has got sense.
They say that nature has simply the desire to see that the species is propagated.
Anyway, when you say nature has arranged like that, just try to understand. The tree is made to draw water from the legs. But you cannot do. You have to draw water from the hand. Quite different. As there is discrimination, there is sense. You should, it is nature's order, their arrangement, that you shall draw water from the hand and the tree shall draw water from the leg. So as there is different arrangement, there is discretion. Why? I am allowed to draw water by the hand and the tree is allowed to draw water from the leg.
Let's say that evolution.
Whatever it may be, there is discretion. As soon as I say evolution, then evolution means there is also some arrangement that you shall act like this, he shall act like this.
Some people already believe, well, we already have so much water. It's like when we sweat, there's already water there.
But
it's no question of drawing it.
Why do you draw water? Why you draw water from other source? If you have got water, if you have got water, the sunlight, is that sufficient?
No.
Yeah? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Their idea of the arrangement is that everything is meant for man, for his exploitation and enjoyment.
Huh?
Everything is meant for man's. He's the chief living entity. That's their understanding of the arrangement. The tree may have to do this, but we can drink it another way.
Man uses his intelligence.
That means there is some supervision. That he must do like that. He must do like that. We call it nature. We accept that. We also say, Bhagavan, Krishna says, prakriti kriyamanani, gunai karmani sarvas. Everything is being done by the direction of prakriti, nature. So, nature is superior than you. You have to accept, because you are being directed by nature.
That they can become superior to nature.
That is asceticism. That is asceticism. That is the foolishness. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvam ahankara vimuratma karta aham iti manate. This asker is being dictated by nature, but he's thinking that I am the Lord.
He wants to be
ahankar bimura atma. Bimura, raskara. Ahankar, by self-conceit. Falsely he's thinking that I am doing it. Or I shall be able to do it without. This is foolish. This is asker. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Scientists can give evidence that so much control has been gained. Now we can fly all over the world.
There is so much control. That is another thing. But not control. So much control means no control. We are controlled by nature. That he cannot refuse. That is foolishness. Now, next, how nature is working. That is also replied in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya dhakshena prakriti. The material nature is working. It's like we are also taking the advantage of material nature. Kiti of this, here is earth. But we can take this earth and make it into brick and make a skyscraper building. So then it is not that the earth itself is going to become a skyscraper building. I am a living entity, I am utilizing. So, nature means these five elements, eight elements. So, that is being manipulated by another living entity. Just like the aeroplane is a combination of some matter. But it is being worked out by the manufacturer, by the pilot. Therefore, that driver of the aeroplane or the manufacturer is superior. So superior to the material nature is Krishna. This is the Pandit. Our position is that we are being controlled by the material nature. And and when nature, material nature is controlled by Krishna. So the sense is that one who is at all sensible, that after all the controller is Krishna. So why not directly under control of Krishna? This is Krishna. Why through the material nature? have to be controlled. I'm being controlled by the material nature. And material nature is being controlled by Krishna. So I'm not being directly controlled. This is good sense.
Krishna is benevolent.
Huh?
Krishna is benevolent and the material nature is not.
No, material nature is just like you don't care for government, then you'll be controlled by the jail superintendent. That's all. You'll be controlled. You cannot be free. But if you deny directly the control of the government, then you must be controlled by the criminal department, by force. This is your position.
To either be controlled by love or by force.
Huh?
So one has a choice to either be controlled by love or by force.
But love, there is no love. When
no,
there is
but
force.
By Krishna.
Yeah, there is love. Just like you are being controlled by me, there is no force. Mm. Voluntarily, out of love. I'm not paying you. Still, if I say something, immediately do. Why? There is love. That's all.
One actually understands the distinction. Is it possible that he will still choose to be controlled by the material nature?
Huh? Yes, he has already chosen. Hmm. But he's foolish. He does not know. He thinks that I am now independent of the Supreme Lord. But because he's foolish, he cannot understand that you are not independent. You are being controlled by another agent of God. And because although he is being controlled, he is thinking I am free. Therefore, he is in illusion. This is called illusion. Illusion means something which is not fact. That is illusion. So this materialist, the so-called scientist, is thinking there is no God. We are independent. So many things, like rascal, they are thinking. Foolish, rascal, childish. That is illusion. Ahankara bhimura atma, therefore this very word is used, bhimura atma. Befooled rascal. Actually, he's being controlled by material nature. But how to get out of this material nature? That is explained. Māmīva japrapadante māyāmi tāntarantite. As soon as the rascal surrenders unto me, immediately he is out of control. How these rascals, scientists, philosophers, politicians can refute this arrangement? Is it possible?
Yes.
Huh?
They refuse.
They refuse. That is means rascal. They do not actually understand the fact. How they can refuse? Every moment they are controlled by the material nature. Every step.
The thing is that they do not realize they're an illusion. They do not
realize. That means, therefore we say they are rascals. Mm. They do not realize the fact. Therefore rascal. Rascal means who do not understand the real fact.
They say that we are also under the control of nature.
Huh?
They don't see that the devotee is actually free of the material nature.
Yes.
They say, well, we have to die, we have to grow old just
that's
because of Hare Krishna.
But we admit that. But you don't admit that. Therefore, you are foolish. We admit that, yes, we are under control. That is the difference between you and me. But you don't admit. Therefore, you are foolish.
Well, usually they admit.
Huh?
Usually they admit that death is certain.
Hmm.
But the thing is that they say that you can't do anything about it.
Hmm? That means you are under control. You are not independent.
But we say surrender to Krishna and you can become free. And they say, no, I don't see that.
No. That's what I say. that a sensible man is that I am controlled. I am controlled by some other agent of Krishna. So why not be controlled directly by Krishna? This is sense. I cannot be independent. Just like the government. If somebody says, I don't agree to be controlled by you, then government will kick with police, with military. And that is our position. We are being kicked by the agent of government, material nature. We are desiring in different way to become controller or enjoyer, and we are being offered different facilities, different types of body, birth and death. So, because they have no sense, they have accepted this process. So, by the force of nature, you wanted to desire. You desire this thing, all right, take this body. You wanted to eat without discrimination, all right, take this body of a pig and eat up to stool. That is nature's gift. So, therefore, he's changing. He's going on changing this day, that day. But he's not in a sense, how I can stop this change? That he didn't. Now, as American, they have so many nice facilities. But you cannot enjoy them. By nature's force, you'll have to change. What you can do? Today you are living in the 24th floor of this skyscraper, and tomorrow you may become a rat in that room. How you can change it? It is not in your power. The rat is also in the same room, and you are also in the same room. Who has made this arrangement?
So they say,
the bug is also there, the mosquito is also there, the lizard is also there. So many bodies, they are in the same room, but the enjoyment is not the same. Lizard's enjoyment is not exactly like the occupier of the room.
So they say that because life is temporary, let's live it up.
Oh, that is foolish, another foolishness. You are beating me with your shoes. That's all right. It is temporary. That's all right. Let me go on suffering it. So, that is foolishness. He does not think that why I have been subjected to be beaten by shoes. Insult. All right, I do not mind. It is temporary. That is foolishness.
But they think that instead of being beaten, that they're having fun, that it's pleasurable.
Yes.
They think, let us
unless
find all the pleasure we
that
can.
That is another Maya's illusion. Unless he thinks it is pleasurable, how he can tolerate? Just like the pig eating stew, everyone is thinking, but unless he thinks pleasurable, how he can eat? That is another concession of Maya. Prakhebatmika, aburanatmika. He's covered by illusion. He's accepting the most abominable thing, but he's thinking I'm enjoying. This is karma.
Sometimes we tell them that this life is only full of miseries, and they say, "What do you mean?"
No, that is their foolishness. That is their foolishness. They do not know. They do not distinguish what is misery and what is happiness. They have no sense, no brain, and that is the foolishness.
So we can convince them by pointing out...
They cannot convince them because they are so rascal, so foolish, that they have no brain to understand what is the distinction. They have no brain, just like cats and dogs. That is their fallen condition. Yeah.
If they believe that this misery is good...
Yes, that I have explained. Unless they believe it is good, how they can be put into miserable condition? Just like some of the thieves, they go to jail They think it is very nice. We haven't got to our, we are getting food here, free of charges. Yes. It is very nice place. It is my father-in-law's house. Unless they believe how they can tolerate such tribulations. The worm in the stool, he believes this is enjoyment. You take it from the stool, put it here. No, it will go again. He thinks it is pleasurable. That is their position. Therefore, they have been described as Mura. Namanga Duskitina Mura, Prabhupada. When they believe it, oh, it is not good, that is their good fortune. Then they are fortunate. That is explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ei rupe brahmanda bhramite kono bhagyavan ji. When they come to that fortunate position, that is first class.
How does one become bhagyavan?
Bhagyavan, opulent. If you earn money, you become Bhagavan. Bhagavan means the word has come from Bhagavan. Mm. And Bhagavan means opulence. Six kinds of opulence. Riches. Aishajyasya samagrasya bijyasya jasya sasya. So one who possesses all these things, not exactly like Bhagavan, but partially, according to his position, he's called Bhagavan.
But in this verse that you just quoted, Erupe Brahmanda Brahmite Kono Bhagyavan, how does one become to the stage of being
Bhagavan? We are making them Bhagavan. We are giving them service, how to become Bhagavan. We are spending our blood, gallons of blood, to make them Bhagavan. This is the sacrifice of the devotees. Just like you are poor, somebody rich man comes, all right, take $1 million from me. You will get immediately rich. So it is the devotee's sacrifice that they are becoming. Just like Vasudev Dutta, he requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my Lord, you have come, take away all these people, unfortunate people, back to home, back to Garden. If you think they are so inglorious, they cannot be taken, then give me all their sins to me, I shall suffer, you take them. And that is Vaishnava. They are sacrificed everything for these unfortunate rascals. Therefore, they are becoming very, very dear to Krishna. Krishna says, Nasatasmat Munishri. Those are sacrificing everything for giving, making fortunate these rascals. They become immediately very, very dear to Krishna. Just like if a rich man gives his money for public welfare, immediately he is recognized by the government. Yes, he is given some title. Why? Because he has given his possession for the benefit of the public. Similarly, the devotees, they are distributing their possession to these unfortunate people. Therefore, he is immediately recognized. That is the path. But devotee does not want any recognition. But he knows that my Lord wants this rascal to go back to home. So let me try my best. He knows the mind of the master. Otherwise, why the master comes and canvasses? Sarvadharmam paritajamami. He has no business. But he wants that these rascals are suffering in this material condition. They are my part and parcel, my sons. Let me try. And devotee understands that my Lord wants it, so let me do it on his behalf. Therefore, devotee is so dear. Thank you.